James 1:17. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So the character of God is indisputable. Okay? James lets us see that he doesn't change. There's no form of shadows or where there's dimmed light in his character, in his nature. What he does is called doses. What he gives is called dorema. His approach is called apollos, generous. He does not find faults at all. Or in a diesel, the one we saw earlier. Now, John 1:18, and you discover that the scriptures clarifies itself. The scriptures has the confusion of man, alright, the love of God, the mercy of God. But you see a whole lot of things in the Old Testament where man's search for salvation, the confused state of man's mind, the way man was searching. And again, somebody asked me, said, but how was it like that? I said, for me, apart from the fact that it's scripture, it teaches me God's love. That God really, when they call him sovereign, I marvel, because he is sovereign, you see. But he's not sovereign in the sense that he controls people's lives. He doesn't. It's obvious he doesn't. I think that's clear, right? He doesn't control people in any way. And that's the same way Jesus presented him to us. Hallelujah. Someone said, well, that he thinks that what are you saying that God sent Jesus to do damage control? Say, it wasn't damage control. The truth of the matter is that God in Christ, who we call Jesus today, is what God is who he is. Damage control is when you have done something. That's who he is. And he has always been in the message. Amen. John 1:18. Does it not delight our hearts to see that faith was not an afterthought? So, man's life was supposed to be by what? Huh? By faith. Man's relationship with God was supposed to be by faith. Now, look at John 1:18. Let's read it together. No man, let's see, come on. No man, John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. So if don't forget, when did angels see God manifest at resurrection? No man had seen God at any time. No man. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. He had declared. Look at that. He said he's in the bosom. That word bosom is corpus, K-O-L-P-O-S, in the Greek. It's used 6 times. Luke 6:38, good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give to your bosom. Okay, that already takes it off the fact that it's talking about either your chest or your laps. Okay? Luke 16:22. He said, Abraham's bosom, he mentioned Lazarus. And then verse 23. John 13:23 was used for John the Beloved. John the Beloved, who is in the bosom. John 13:23. Then Acts 27:37. Not sure I got this one right. Yes, I should. Okay, they were all inside the sheep. In the sheep. Okay. Okay, basically, what you find the word bosom is something that is inside, that is found in. It's used for something that covers the other. So he says, is in the covert of the Father. You can't separate them. He has declared him. The word declare is exege, E-X-E-G-E-O-M-A-I. There's a lot of omai in the Greek. Exege omai. It means to unfold a story. Hallelujah. he has unfolded the story. You'll find that in Luke 24:35, to unfold an account. Luke 24:35. They told all the things that were done. So every time you find exegomai is to relate an experience. Acts 10:8. Cornelius. Acts 10:8. Cornelius. He declared all these things unto them. He sent them to Joppa. Acts 15:2. Paul and Barnabas. The Acts 15:12, declaring what miracles and wonders. Acts 15:14, how Simeon had declared how God at the first. Acts 21:19. So when you find the word declared, Acts 21:19, he declared particularly the things that God had wrought among Gentiles. So exegomai is to say an experience. So Jesus had to come, or Jesus' ministry, better say, Jesus' descent was to relate something to us. Something that had not been heard before, except Giomai. Something that the other, every time it's used, the other party hasn't heard it before. It's not their experience. So Jesus is relating something to us that nobody had known. He declares the Father. Hallelujah. So we must, it's a narration of God that nobody had given before. That's why Matthew 17 will say, verse 5, this is my beloved son who are well pleased, hear him. All other folks were types and shadows. He said, hear this one. He will declare God in a way nobody has said it before. So look at Paul's, so he will narrate. Look at Paul's warning. Galatians 1:8. Though we, or that is us, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Why would he say that? Go back to John 1. John 1. What's the statement before John 1:18? Huh? The law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus. The law was, notice I told you that there are two words. When you say the law was given, didomi to offer, grace and truth was not offered by Jesus. So what Moses did was, Moses preached the gospel, then offered the law when men did not believe. Remember that. Didomi, he didn't impose it. So the gospel was first preached. Hebrews 4:2. The gospel was first preached. And then, what did they do? They hardened their heart. They hardened their heart. They did not believe. Hebrews 3:19 says they did not enter because of unbelief. Moses' statement about them, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 20, it says, the children in whom he is no faith. No faith. So, we want to, from now, we want to see how angels ministered. We have seen that they are for man. So we have two things. We can see that Jesus declares the Father. But Moses gave the law. And it was an entire dispensation. So we must view the ministry of angels under those two periods. they will be very different. We are going to see. They are very different. Now, angels will take initiative from who? Is that clear enough? Okay. Now, they will act within man's sphere. That's what they will do. They will act within man's sphere. So, let us see man. How they, don't forget, they will akin to the voice. The voice. The call. The sound. Acts 78. Sorry. Psalm 78. Verse 2. Hebrews 1:1 says, how did the prophet speak? Polymeros, polytropos. Bits of truth. Haphazardly. Today some light, tomorrow darkness, you know, here and there. Look at Psalm 78, verse 2. I will open my mouth, this is a psalm, in a parable and utter dark sayings of old. Look at the word dark sayings. Dark sayings from the beginning. Shida. C-H-I-double-D-H. Is a riddle. Dark sayings. A parable is the word mashal. Proverbs. Now, notice the use of the word riddle. Cheddar is used 17 times. 17 times. Numbers 12:8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparent, but in dark speech and spirit of the Lord shall he behold. Because when you were afraid, so it's a dark, not in dark speeches. So in a chida, there's a dark, is not clear. What is said is not clear. Judges 14. Verse 12. Something I'll put forth a riddle. 12:13. 14. 15. 17, 18, and 19. Riddles. Now, again, Daniel 8:23. So, a riddle does not disclose anything specifically. It's to be solved. Daniel 8:23. The latter time of the kingdom, when transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. Dark sentences. Now, that was how they spoke. That was how prophets of the Old Testament spoke. Don't forget, death reigned from who? Adam to Moses. Over all. Okay? Romans 5:13-14. Now, look at Matthew 13:17. So, it says, kings and prophets, they desire to see. And they didn't see it. If it's a mo, we said that they were trying to see something. So, they were searching. 1 Peter 1, 10 and 11 says that the prophets were what? Searching. So, if man and angels were interacting and responsible for angels' ministry, does that explain how they ministered? Huh? Are you following what I'm saying? How was man communicating the things of God? In dark speeches. In riddles. So which sound were angels listening to? Riddles. Dark sentences. How were they? And they were acting in man's sphere. So angels were acting under the influence of spiritual death. Is somebody following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Because no man has seen God at any time, only the Son, the only begotten, who hath declared him. So, look at this. Look at Ecclesiastes 5, 6, a quick one. Ecclesiastes 5, 6. Are you there? Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel, it was an error. Wherefore would God be angry at your voice and destroy the works of thy hands? Can you see that? It says error. The word error there, we shall see this in detail tomorrow. The word error is Shegaga, S-H-E-G-A-G-A-H. S-H-E-G-A-G-A-H. It means unintentional. Something you said unknowingly, an error. Unintentional. And yet it says it will destroy the work of your hands. So, because they were ministering for man. Ecclesiastes 5, 6. Shegagah. S-H-E-G-A-G-A-H. So, pay attention. The man he was listening to, how informed was man? I'm asking. Huh? Look at people like Abraham. He will be in faith in one chapter. In the same chapter, you see all sorts. Those were the... So, you will see that the ministry of angels is just as unstable. In that dispensation. Now, look at Hebrews again. They were sent to Jesus. Now, look at Hebrews. Yep. Hebrews. Hebrews 2:6 now says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Nor the son of man that you visit him. Now, that's taken from Psalm 8 verse 4. I'd like to explain that a bit. What is man that you are mindful of him, nor the son of man that you visit him? Hebrews 2:6. Look at Hebrews 2:9. They will come back to that text. What does Hebrews 2:9 say? Huh? No, before we go to that, look at Hebrews 2:8. Hebrews 2:8. Let's see Hebrews 2:8 together. Huh? Can you read together? Start again. This is Psalm 2. Right? Sorry, Psalm 8, verse 4 and 5. 4 to 6. Now, obviously, the psalmist is quoting Genesis. So you have put all things under his finger. Go on. For in that he put what? Uh-huh. But now, we see yet what? Now, in God's name, he's not talking about material things at all. Angels are not fighting. Even Satan is not fighting over material things. What do they want to use it for? It's not material things, though. Because you will see that the previous verse, we're coming to that, was talking about angels. Say, all things under his feet. Look at the B part. Now, let's say the B part together. But now, we see not yet all things put under him. Look at 9. But we see Jesus. Hallelujah. We see Jesus. He had called Jesus man earlier on. Right? So he says, we see Jesus. Follow this. Who was made lower than the angels? Now, if everybody says that is lower than God. Stop No, let's say things. I've preached it before too. Lower than, but I had to change it years back. Lower than angels. Now, he is referring to the incarnation. Watch this. Lower than angels. Follow this. He picks this text from Psalm 8 verse 4. Let's go to Psalm 8 verse 4. This is where the confusion came from. People that normally want to interpret this place to mean lower than God are being dishonest. I'll tell you why. The original text, sure, is Psalm 8. It has Elohim. Not only Elohim. Lower than Elohim. But the translation into the epistles left it as angelus, angels. And it is not far-fetched. Psalm 8. He couldn't have said lower than the Elohim. Do you understand? I was talking about lower than the God. You get it? Aha. He couldn't have. So when he said lower than Elohim, of course Elohim is used 2,598 times. And it is intermingled between God and even idols. Eloha, E-L-O-A-H, which includes judges, mighty, and children of the mighty, as in Genesis 6. That's what I thought it was about God. Children of the mighty, sons of God, sons of mighty men. Eloha, a physical makeup. So that's why it was translated as angels in ease. It wasn't a problem because we were discussing angels. Are you following what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Now watch this. A little lower, 102 times. That word, a little lower, is the word meat. M-E-A-T. In the Hebrew, okay, little here was used, no. Okay, good. Was used for quantity, not quality. Found to be much, not quantity. The Greek calls it brachus. B-R-A-C-H-U-S. Brachus. I'll tell you where that's used. And where the Greek used it, the Greek used it for a distance, time, and worlds. Distance, time, and worlds. Distance. Luke 22:58. John 6:7. Luke 22:58. John 6:7. Brachus. B-R-A-C-H-U-S. Acts 5:34. Acts 27:28. And of course, in writing too, I wrote in a few words, Hebrews 13:22. So he says, a little lower than angels. What's he talking about? He's talking about quantity. Quantity. Quantity of physical makeup. It's not difficult. How did he say he made angels? He made them fire. We read that earlier now. Hebrews 1:7. He makes his angels what? He makes his ministers a flame of fire. That is the makeup of angels. But he says he made man a little lower. So, he's talking about the humanity of Jesus. That's why in verse 16, Hebrews 2, quickly go there. Hebrews 2. Is this clear? Huh? Was that clear? Nobody's answering me. Okay. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2:16. For verily talking about Jesus, he took on him the nature of angels. So he took not on him nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. Look at that word, took on. is used for a man. He took on Hebrews, talking about the nature. What Jesus took on. Epilambanomai. Epilambanomi. Epilambanomi. You see it used in Hebrews 8 verse 9. Same letter. Hebrews 8 verse 9. Not according to the covenant which I made, Father, when I took them by the hand. To take them. To bear them by the hand. Now notice he says this after in Hebrews 2. Go to Hebrews 2, 16 again. After he had said that he might deliver them through who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Jesus' humanity is being spoken of here. That Jesus took on humanity so that in his resurrection he will set things in order. So it is in salvation. Look at verse 9 again. Verse 9 says, through death. Okay, that he by the grace of God will taste death for every man. He became him for more all things and by all, in bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So here in his humanity, he accomplishes not just salvation, he accomplishes in a reordering. He puts angels in their place. Because in the resurrection of Jesus, angels took their rightful place. They also took their places in Christ. Hallelujah. What role did they play before now? Don't forget, the writer of Hebrews is doing a superiority. He's explaining superiority. Now, of course, readily you say he's explaining the superiority of Jesus, but really, the superiority of who? Man. Are you following me? Okay. Now, go to Hebrews 2. What were they doing? Therefore, we ought to give the more. And, you know, after I said Hebrews 1:14, that to minister for them which shall be heirs of salvation, then he says, what do we more enter to have heard? That then they will learn to see. Verse 2, Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and transgressions and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. So it begins to relate angels to the giving of the law. Now, don't forget, the law came by who? The law came by who? Moses. So, we see another ingredient here. He mentions angels. Is that difficult for you to understand? Who were the angels serving? Huh? Mention the man. Is this have you? How can I say man? Who were they working with? Huh? Follow this. So, whatever they were doing under Moses was not salvation. They were to minister for the heirs of salvation. But, under Moses, they were not ministering salvation. It's not difficult. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. That's it. How shall we neglect? If we escape, if we neglect so great salvation, spoken of by the Lord, not by angels. So their roles in the law was distorted. Who's following this? Are you following this? Look at this. Acts 7:38. You will see tomorrow that under Moses, angels were hardly used in plural. It was singular. There was just one angel. We are going to describe that angel. That angel, where we find him, where we see him, or it, is a particular angel. Acts 7:38. This is he that was in the wilderness. So in the church in the wilderness. That's Moses with the angel that spoke to him in Mount Sinai. And with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. With the angel. 1:39. To whom our fathers would not obey, but trust from them, and in their hearts turn back again into Egypt. The angel. He says they received lively oracles. Oracles is the word logion. L-O-G-I-O-N. Utterances. So are we removing the veil? So, where were the utterances coming from? The angels and Moses. There was an interaction. Follow this. Logion. You see used in Romans 3:2. Interestingly, that word logion, those utterances, Romans 3:2 was also the law. Romans 3:2. Unto whom were committed the oracles of God. Romans 3:2. Hebrews 5:12. The first principles of the oracles of God. Logion. Utterances. Interestingly, that's how Peter used it in 1 Peter 4:11. If any speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Acts 7:37. This is he. Alright? Watch this. Let's start from verse 35. This Moses whom you refuse, saying who have made the judges, the same did God send to be a ruler and deliver by the hand of the angel. Watch this. By the hand of who? Acts 7:35. By the hand of who? The angel. Which appeared to him in the bush. He didn't send, an angel was not to make destruction. Because the angel was to respond to the cry of Israel. That angel responded to the cries of the children of Israel. But watch it. But the angel was with who? Huh? Was with who? Moses. So the angel will reflect Moses' character. You will see it. This Moses whom they refused, saying, who made the ruler and judge, the same did God send to be a ruler. By the end of it, he brought them out after he had showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. It's not God he's talking about. Are you following this? Aha. By the hand of who? Huh? Oh my God. Who was wrought signs and wonders? With who? With who? And this is that Moses which said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear. Can you imagine? 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him in Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the likely oracles to give unto us. To whom our fathers would not obey, but trust from them, and in their hearts turn back again to Egypt. So we have Moses and the angel. Look at Isaiah 63 verse 9. So the deliverance of Egypt in Egypt was done by one angel. Are you following? Are you following this? You know, this is where some people came up with angel of his presence doctrine. That is a one spirit. We'll come to it, I think, tomorrow. Isaiah 63 verse 9. We can just quickly read it. In their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them. He bought them. And he carried them all the days of old. We'll examine this verse tomorrow. That's the angel. That angel was with Moses. So go to Galatians 3. So, who was interacting with Moses in Sinai? Huh? And in Sinai, there was blackness and tempest. There was fear. There was ignorance. And so it was that angel that now wrote things on the stone. God won't do that. God puts things in our hearts. Hallelujah. By his spirit. That's why the letter killer. The angel reflected Moses' anger. Notice that they fought started with 10. That when they misbehaved, they now increased it. Both of them. Look at this. Galatians 3:19. What then serveth the law? It was hardened because of transgression till the seed shall come, to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Look at the word ordained. It's the word diatasso, 16 times used. It means to be arranged by. We just were arranged, they were arranging things. They were doing it together. So when they want to see supernatural, he will now use the angels to shakara them. Thus hear the Lord. Are you getting this? Are you following this at all? Thus hear the Lord. They'll be crazy. Or an angel. And it says, in the hand. That word there is chair in the Greek. C-H-E-I-R. Used 179 times by the instrument of an angel. So, the angel and Moses were the ones interacting. Everything you read, angels and Moses. So, it was Moses' plan. They didn't preach the gospel. Moses preached the gospel. So, when they did not heed, he now let his bulldogs, as it were, in number after them, with signs and wonders. And the more signs and wonders they were doing, the more problems they entered. Every transgression received a just recompense of reward. Go to Hebrews 2:2. Are you learning something? So it's good to unveil. You know, I told you we are going to strip Sinai. I think I said 2 years ago. That will strip Sinai. That is just, don't say it's the presence of, no man had seen God at any time. What Moses saw was an angel. No man had seen God at any time. Not one man. Moses' encounter was an angel. And that's why even Stephen, in all of, he said, look, it was the angel that was with Moses. Look at this. Just one angel. We'll see it tomorrow. It's just one angel. By the time we describe that angel, you know why everything happened. Just one. Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels, that is with angels, was steadfast and every transgression of disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Look at the two words. If the word spoken, transgression, parabasis, everyone misstep. Every misstep. There is no forgiveness there. Every misstep and disobedience, that word transgression is parabasis, used 7 times, a misstep, parabasis, then disobedience, parakohe, not to give heed. It received a just recompense of reward. Recompense. We have recompense of faith, Hebrews 10:35, Hebrews 11:26. We also have of the law in the same book. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not thy confidence away, which has great recompense of reward. Hebrews 11:26. Esteeming the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. But here we have recompense of reward, a just recompense of reward. By the law, which is the word Mr. Podosia, M-I-S-T-H-A, P-O-D-O-S-I-A, a payment, D-I-S-T-H-A, P-O-D-O-S-I-A, is a just thing, legal, accordingly, or accordingly. That's the word due payment, is used for either to reward someone for an action that he did positively, or a punishment. In this time, is used for a punishment. It says a just. The word just is not the same word justified. It's the word in the Greek, endikos. E-N-D-I-K-O-S. Is the word according. That is, what is in line with it. That is, every time they give an instruction, that's what he's trying to say. Every time they give an instruction, okay, as they give an instruction, they tell you the punishment. You must not go out by 6 o'clock or else. That's what they are saying. You must not eat fried turkey or else. Every transgression received a just recompense of reward. That's why it looks so nice to read the blessings. It's blessing and curse. So really, it's not a blessing. And they know you will not do everything. Do you get it? So look at that Hebrews 2. It now says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first, hallelujah, at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. You won't hear it in the mouth of an angel. And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Spoken by the Lord. Confirmed to us. So we have two preachings, Hebrews 2. One via angels, one in the Son. Hallelujah. Who reflects the image of the Father? The Son. Who reflects the state of man? Don't lose that. Who reflects the status of man? Angels. Who reflects the reality of the Father? So, everything Moses was doing was via the instrumentation of who? Angels. Do you now see why the book of Revelation was the way it is? That's angel communication for you. That's why, and book of Genesis, sorry. You know it's angel communication. And book of Revelation too. Don't they are similar? They are similar. Angel communication. Via a man's revelation. Look at this. Do you know this? Let me say this. This is important. From Matthew to Revelation, where we have angels the most is the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation alone, angels are mentioned 74 times. Just one book. In all the epistles, 29 times. 74 is like Old Testament. That's why you will see the book of Revelation is filled with what? Figures of speech. Just like the book of Daniel. Figures of speech. Hallelujah. So you'll find figures of speech. Now, why won't you find figures of speech? The men they were listening to, they were speaking in dark speeches. Right? So, they will also act that way. And dark speech riddles. So, you won't be able to pick out. You won't pick out, why would you act like this and then act like this? It's the status of a confused man who still has a bipolar image of who God is. Do you notice that even when they're talking about God's love, the psalmist will say, he's slow to wrath. Remove the word wrath. Which one is slow to wrath? Like, he doesn't get angry easily. But they will still leave wrath there. Weeping may endure for the night. People are preaching that today. Joy cometh in the morning. In his favor there is life. It is a confused impression of God. So let me ask you. If fallen man was acting, thinking his wrath was God's righteousness, what do you think angels were doing? They were acting the same way. They were acting based on man's disposition. The minute man began to understand God, their killing ministry reduced. I'm not talking about demons, though. I'm talking about the good angels. Hallelujah. We'll see all that tomorrow. Amen. So you don't expect too much of angels. Let us get some things clear. Angels in the Old Testament, did they reflect God to us? Huh? Can we say what they are doing was the will of God? How would we say that when they didn't have an impression of who God was? All they learned was from man. Are we together? And men, they did a lot of things. Hallelujah. Are we on the same page? So, angels relate with man. They relate with man. Look at this. Acts 10. So, you understand the book of Genesis now, where you have to have trees, and that's an angel communication. God cannot communicate sin as tree, or desire, or serpent. Do you understand? No, he would. When Jesus was talking, he would say, the kingdom is likened unto. That means he's not hiding it from you. He's only using a model of explaining things. Because that is how they see. He said, in seeing, they cannot see. Then that's why he used parables. So, I'll say it like this. The teaching of Jesus, which was in parables, parables are senior to dark speeches. Parables, they are senior in understanding. They are senior. And yet Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Similar to what Paul said in Corinth, I could not. Either though you were not able to, now you cannot. Why? Because their mindset was still like that, under the law. They still had a mindset of folks who were not born of the Spirit. And that's why today, in many places, see here, let me say this. I said this on Sunday. The more we keep doing customs and symbolism, the farther will be from the revelation of who Jesus is. We'll keep trying to say, well, we can. And I told you that those things, they actually darken our understanding. No one can understand the ministry of the Spirit at all if he carries bottles of oil. He's not just confused, he's in bondage. No matter who the person is. And you see, the thing is this. We like to say because there are results. Now, in the Old Testament, they did not have results. These confused angels did not do results. That is why, in the New Covenant, when you hear greater works, the greater works is not signs and wonders. Greater works is in utterances. It's a fact today that the revelation of Jesus in the Old Testament was not in actions, were in words. It's a fact. One of the things I said to you on Wednesday, and I'm going to repeat it, a New Testament ministry is not built on signs and wonders. It will have signs and wonders. It will have the miraculous. But it's never built on that. It is built on preaching and teaching. Are you there? Are you following what I'm saying? Look at Acts 10. Hallelujah. Is this getting clear? Huh? Is this getting clear? Oh, come on, answer now. Okay, look at Acts 10. On the morrow as he went on, don't forget, this Acts 10 was started by an angel. An angel responded to Cornelius. Okay? And the angel called him Lord. He didn't say no. He said, your prayers have come from me. God said, okay, you know what? You go. And do so, so, and so. The house of Peter. And all that. He said, you find someone. Then, so, Peter was there in the vision. And the angel was responding to Peter or Cornelius. Huh? Very good. So, what could Cornelius say? Cornelius cannot know enough in his prayer to know what to tell an angel to do. So look at what the angel did. So heaven opened. And we think that it was God that gave this vision. It wasn't God though. Look at it. Now, is God in the sense that God gives the capacity for these folks to do what they did? But isn't God? God does not communicate this way. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? Now, let me give you an instance. Do you know that? Hear this very well. When in Matthew 17, this is just, by the way, I think one of these days I should teach on visions one more time. Do you know that in Matthew 17, when Matthew wrote down what happened in Transfiguration, he mentioned Elijah and he mentioned Moses. Do you know that Peter did not repeat those two characters? That would be funny. Amen. Who are those who saw Elijah and Moses? Them. In their state, that was what they could see. There was no Elijah and there was no Moses. What is stopped with? So a vision is a product of what is on your mind. On their mind, they were battling those folks. That was why. Do you notice that in Matthew 16, I'll talk about this tomorrow. He says, who do they say I am? There was an impression that Jesus was one of the prophets. In fact, when he rose from the dead, his disciples said so. So, Moses and Elijah are what? Are a product of those folks sitting there. Okay, when I teach you vision, you see, they're a product of those people. Say, hear him. Jesus, tell no man. Tell no man until. So they go and say nonsense. They go and say nonsense. Now, do you know when they were going to now say it? When Peter was going to say it, he said, I heard this sound. He didn't talk about Moses or Elijah. Because he understood then that was his infertile mind. Then Moses and Elijah were nowhere to be found in that mouth. Hallelujah. Are you there? Okay, let's go on. Acts then. And he came hungry, which it works together. An angel knows when to give you a vision. You are hungry. I told you before. We'll see tomorrow. No, we'll see. No, angelic presence can make you hungry. In Daniel's case, he almost died. He fainted. You see. Because, you know, look at it. And he saw heaven opened. Now, heaven opened will be what? The Spirit, right? And certain vessel descending unto him is that great sea. Why do you have to go all this way? Great corners. And led down to the earth. Wherein there were four manner of four-footed beasts of the earth. Wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. There came a voice to him, rise! Peter, look at the tone. Rise! Kill and eat. Let me ask you a question. This is a question I want to ask you. The word kill. The word kill that was said here. It reflects somebody under the law. Kill. Rise. Kill and eat. Peter said, not so, Lord. For I have not eaten. He doesn't even know who he's talking to. Anything that is common or uncommon. And the voice said three times, what God has cleansed. He didn't say, what I have cleansed. What God has cleansed, thou shalt not call common. Where did he learn this? Look at how long it took them, chapter 10. No Gentile. This happened three times. Peter now doubted. Who was talking to Peter here? An angel. That was why afterwards, you know, there was no instruction. There was nothing, no knowledge. Afterwards, Acts 11:19, they still went to preach to every other person but Gentiles. Hallelujah. So, what does that inform you? That figures of speech like that, they don't give clarity. They don't. So, God doesn't communicate this way. So, who communicated Genesis to Moses? Who? Who now? And with all sorts of distortions. But thank God for the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Are you there? Say, go. The Spirit just said, go, don't doubt. So that's why Paul. So can you see that angels will act like man? Do you know they act like men? Are you there? They'll act like man. Why? Because that's their sphere of influence. That's their sphere of influence. So when we want to see what happened in the past about the angels were doing those things in the Old Testament. And I know. Angels acting on whose instruction? Man. No one has seen God. An angel hears of God from man. Till date. It's not just that they cannot, they don't have the way they are designed for man. Their capacity is with man. I dare say that if we can open our eyes, we see some angels discussing some churches. And what they say there, these ones are teaching better. These ones are. I don't do this one again. This one is like, this ain't fire for me. We don't do this again. Because you know that if Jesus had not stopped those guys in Luke 9, fire would have come down. Say, wool that we have, we call down. Something they've been doing for how many years? Angel. Jesus said so. He said, if I want, I'll have called a legion of angels. No, he said so. But he says, those who live by the sword. Praise God. Amen. He said, I would have called angels. That means people were calling angels. Right? I mean, who's that? Moses. Go after Pharaoh. See what he did. He knew the angel was with him. He stretched his hand. The sea parted. Two angels were there. Those guys now stop in the middle. Obviously, they had mud. To go back, to run back, say, you were. He closed it back. That is, the guy is vindictive. He closed it back. Now, the angel believes that done his work because the key thing is to deliver. Just make sure you deliver. Just deliver. And he delivered. Hallelujah. So, they are learning the love work from you. In terms of churches are taking them back to their old men. We'll come to that tomorrow. Because Peter did the same thing. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:18. I'll close here. Hope you are learning something. Colossians 2:18. That's why Paul warned everybody. Let no man beguile you of reward in a voluntary humility. And worshipping of angels. Intruding into those things which he has not seen. Vainly puffed up by his own mind. Paul rebuked following angels. Learning from angels. Always know angels' limitations. Paul rebuked it. Do you notice that when Paul talks this way, He was saying it in tandem with rebuking people following the law. Those who still celebrate, I saw an angel, he saw me, there are folks who don't understand the New Testament. We'll see all that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who do we look at? We look at the Son. Praise God. Amen. We look at the Son. It's in the sun that we find life. And we find light. Glory. Hallelujah. So we must, and we see man in the sun. So the angelic ministry has been corrected. Hallelujah. They have been corrected. You know that, they will say, my Lord, and they are for me. And all that. Let all angels worship him. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's how they are. So the angelic ministry is for man. It's made up for man. All that is in the angel is help for man. God doesn't use angels. God doesn't send angels around to work for him. The angelic ministry is towards man. Hallelujah. Well, let's just pray. Take our offering. Praise God.